ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां व्यासशंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सहनाववतो सहनो भुनक्तो सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 वी हैव डन threefold Vedas we did. Let me tell you what we have been seeing all these days first before I actually go to the text, because again we have to, you all technical terms I have to come properly explain. Here, what the 25th onward, 24th onwards, I have to redo the verses for you to make it very clear. But before I go to the verses, let me make it what exactly he wants to say here. Here in this chapter, Brahman, the absolute reality, is looked upon as the Sat, the pure existence. The previous chapter, Chit was the main, Chit aspect. In this chapter, Sat aspect is the main teaching. Subject matter of the main teaching in this chapter is Sat aspect. And actually we will understand doubtlessly this Sat is nothing but Chit that we will understand later on. But before we go further understanding, what is made clear here is, when you say Sat alone was there before, and this universe which you are experiencing now was there as Sat, which means Sat was there already, and the same Sat now is also there in the form of the universe. Sat was, Sat alone continues to be here in the form of universe, which means what was not there before, what is now here. Sat was, Sat is. But what is the difference between what sat which was before and Sat now which is? Before, Sat was without the Nama Rupa. Now Sat is with the Nama Rupa. Which means, what was created here, what has been created here? Sat is beginningless reality, anadi, vastu. And therefore it's also indestructible, eternal reality, endless. Sat continues to be here. Sat is going to be there forever also. But what do we mean by creation here? If we take the forms and form and name has been brought into manifestation. The form was not there. Therefore, the name indicating the form also was not there. And the purpose the form serves also wouldn't have been there before. It was not non-existent. The form, name and purpose or function already existed. It is not created newly. Only thing was, it was unmanifest. and that has been brought into manifestation. This form, name and function, which are unmanifest before, they have been brought into manifestation, which is called creation. And this form, name and function, we call it mithya, because before also, before they became manifest also, they did not exist independently outside of the Sat, Brahman. Even now, after having become manifest, available for transaction also, they do not exist independently. Therefore, as unmanifest form, name and function also is mithya, manifest form, name and function also is mithya. So inaccessible form, name and function also mithya, accessible form, name and function also is mithya. So nama rupa karmakyam jagat, which was not there before, which has been brought into manifestation, is still mithya. And here the sat is satyam. Sat is satyam. Satva sat is. And without undergoing any change, independently, it has been there. Therefore, here, to establish this satyam, I told you, ekatvam, advayatvam, advitiyatvam. Oneness, secondlessness, and the non-duality of the reality. To establish that is one, secondless, non-dual. And here, Shastram brought into our understanding this difference, so something called a difference, Bhedaha. Because difference alone, a differentiation or differences make things look many. The plurality or duality, multiplicity, this is all actually make us think of the meaning of the word difference. And for us, difference is something which is very real for us. We are always experiencing the differences. That is why we are able to distinguish also. To distinguish one from the other, in terms of form, there is difference. In terms of name, there is difference. In terms of function, there is difference. So differences are there. That is so we can because different forms with different names serve different purposes. If our differences are there very much in day-to-day life transactions and vyavahara, called vyavahara. In vyavahara, differences are there and very, very natural. Otherwise, very life is not possible for us. Therefore, these differences which are relatively real, empirically real, objectively real. So objectively real, empirically real, relatively real differences are mistaken to be the absolutely real differences. Difference is not absolutely real. You have to understand this fact. There is no such thing called absolute difference. Difference in singular, or as a plural word also, differences obtaining between the forms and names and functions, or the difference in general, we have to negate. Otherwise, you cannot establish the oneness of the reality. Secondlessness, it is in order to add strength to our understanding or make our understanding much clearer, this fact has to be understood. In fact, Gaudapada Acharya also makes it very clear in his Vaitatya Prakranam of the universe. When he established the fact, the second chapter of the Mandukya Karika, he establishes, when he says the whole Jagat is Mithya, the whole chapter is dedicated for what? Establishing the Mithyatvam of Jagat. Jagat is Mithya. You say Jagat is Mithya means what? Jagat is as good as non-existent. You say as good as non-existent, it does not have independent existence of its own. These are all facts. Every word we have to understand very carefully. This universe, which we are part of, which are experiencing, which are enjoying, and wherein there is something called life we are experiencing also, this jagat is mithya. Mithya means it is as good as non-existent, which means it has no existence of its own, which means the whole universe is manifestation, appearance of the only truth, which alone is satyam. What is satyam here? What is real? What is absolutely real? What is that which alone is real, which doesn't come, which doesn't go, which exists always, which is independent, and which is free from all differences? What is that satyam? That satyam is the actual substance of a substantive I also. The satyam is substance of the entire, the world, substantive world also. Whether it is I or world, I or this, I, this, for both, the two pronouns, everything here can be reduced into two pronouns, I and this. What is the substance of the substantive this universe? There is no universe, substance, other than the truth, satyam, Brahma. What is the substance of substantive I? There is no other truth. One and the only truth is a substance of the two substantives, the first person singular pronoun I and also third person singular pronoun this. I and this. So the I and this, this duality, this division itself is mithya. Because the experiencer experience division is mithya. I and this is mithya. The knower and the known is mithya. Then what is satyam then? The truth of knower and the known, I and this, is one and the same. That alone is satyam. So in resolve, understand, arriving at this truth, the truth of this can be arrived at only as the truth of I. When you arrive at the truth of I, you have arrived at the truth of this also. And having arrived at the truth of I, you are understand that truth of I, chit alone, is what? Truth of this, this sat. They are not true. True. Truth, the reality of this. Look at the reality of this universe, you call it sat. And the same sat is what? Chit, which is truth of I. They are not two. Understand that you, first of all, you don't undo anything in the world. Just to resolve the I, and there lies your freedom. Our freedom lies in resolving this I in this truth. There's no I other than this truth. That's the actual thing. That is what is the, that's what a moksha, that's the very purpose of the study of the Shastram is here. So here the thing is, this, what is the truth of this universe? That has become very clear. Later on you can see that truth is this truth of I, is non-different from the truth of this. Then we can arrive at later on. But here, the truth of this is here implied by the word Sat. The reality of this universe is Sat. Therefore, the whole universe, the word universe is a substantive for which there is no substance other than Sat. Universe is substantive. Sat is the substance, existence. It is substance. So minus existence, substantive universe will collapse, will disappear. It's like saying minus water, substantive ocean will be non-substantial, meaningless word, sound. They won't even a word. Meaningful is word. And meaningless is a mere sound. Meaningful sound is a word. So the word ocean will be meaningless minus the substance water. Similarly, the word universe or the world will be non-substantial, meaningless minus the sat, the existence. And the whole universe can be reduced to one word sat, and that sat is one. Existence is one. and existence is, there is no second parallel existence, reality. Existence is one. There's a second existence. Other than existence, there's something else is there. Therefore, it is also non-dual. If at all else, there's something you call, talk about, anything else you talk about other than existence, all mithya only. So, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, when you say everything else is mithya, the Sat alone is Satyam. Satya Sadeva Satyam Jagan Mithya. Sat Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. And to understand, we say definitely all the differences are also differences, the plurality, multiplicity, which constitute the Jagat actually is Mithya. It has to become very clear. Because we are experiencing the differences, for us differences are very real. We have to understand the fact difference itself is Mithya. And for which, what is the nature of this Sat, this Satyam? What is the nature of the reality Sat? So reality we understand, so Ekam, one we understand, the secondless we understand, we just said non-dual we understand, but how? We have to understand how it is free from these threefold differences. Sajatiya Bhedaha, everything in this universe, every object, whether it is a living being or a non-living thing, every object is subject to, we can say, Sajatiya Bhedaha. There's not even one object in this world which is not subject to Sajatiya Bhedaha. There's not even one object here which is not subject to Vijatiya Bhedaha. There's not even one thing which is not subject to Swagata Bheda also. Everything here is subject to these threefold differences. We can just close our eyes and say, you know, only one thing you can say, space you can say. Space has no... No, space is a Sajatiya Bheda. It is a second space. Well, Vijatiya Bheda. Space has no Swagata Bheda. Space has no Sajatiya Bheda. Vijatiya Bheda it has. Sajatiya Bheda, space has no Sajatiya Bheda. Because there is no second space. And then space is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. There is no parts are there. No internal parts are not. So it has, so Swagata Bheda is also not there. But space subject to Vijatiya Bheda, because space different from air, everything else. But here, if you take time, other than that, everything else is what? You know, everything else subject to all three differences. Swagata, Sajatiya, Vijatiya Swagata Bheda Rahitam. That which is devoid of is threefold differences. Only one thing which is Sat. The Sat alone is Satyam. Existence alone is Satyam reality. Free from Trikala Tri Bheda Rahitam. So Trikala Rahitam, also Bheda Rahitam. Free from these threefold differences. In Taittiriya Upanishad class also, I explained it very elaborately. I discussed this topic. Veda Rahityam. Absence of these differences. Sattvastu happens to be one and the only truth. There is no second reality. There is nothing which is not. Before I said, it is free from these threefold differences. And what about the differences then? When all the objects are mithya, all the forms are mithya, names are mithya, functions or purposes they serve are also mithya, what are the difference then? Difference also is mithya. Difference also is mithya. Mithya means what? Mithya means as though real. Mithya means not unreal. Mithya means relatively real, empirically real, objectively real, or subjectively real. You can say as though real. As though real. But it is not absolutely real. There is no such thing called absolute thing called difference. When you say all these forms and names and functions, subject to differences, all the objects in the world, they are subject to differences, which have svagata beda, vijatiya beda, hajatiya beda, they're all mithya. When the form itself is mithya, how can you talk about the differences, satyam? Difference is mithya only. It is like saying, so the differences are all mithya. There is no absolute difference. If suppose satyam has difference, means what? You can talk about absolute difference. There is no such thing called difference. Absolutely, there is no such a thing called difference. That's why we say there's no such thing called a non-existence also absolutely. There's no absolute non-existence, you know that. There's no such a thing called non-existence at all. There's only existence, which is truth, reality. Whatever is what? The appearance of the reality. Existence of the reality. Existence of reality in the form of in a given form, which is mithya. Form is mithya. The name is mithya, isn't it? Therefore, sajatiya vijatiya swagata beda rahitam sad brahma ekam advitiyam advaitam. This is the actual lesson. So a lot of technical terms I have to explain. That's why I said I do it from the 34th verse. This I wanted to make it very clear first. Now, if we take, this has to become very clear. How can we say, this is not part of this book now, let us understand here. How do you say existence is one? How do you say existence is indivisible? How do you say existence is partless? We have to say every object, anything and everything which is an object of knowledge. Everything here is what? Object of knowledge. Every object. What is an object if you analyze? Object is a given form indicated by a given word, serving a given purpose. An object is a form serving a given purpose, indicated by a given word, which is an expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. So, what is an object? A beautiful definition of the word object. Now to, why do you say now? To say difference is mithya, and you have to understand what an object is. All the objects here which constitute the universe, subject to division, subject to differences, threefold differences. So what is an object? An object is a given form serving a given purpose or involved in a given function, indicated by a given word, which is an expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. தமிழ் ஒரு பொருள் என்றால் என்ன? ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட உருவத்தை உடைய ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட பயனுக்கு பயன்படுகிற ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட சொல்லால் குறிக்கப்படுகின்ற எண்ணத்தின் வெளிப்பாடாகிய சொல்லால் குறிக்கப்படுகின்ற தகராறு வந்துடும். So this is the beautiful definition of the word object. Now, we have to be very careful here. No function or purpose is possible without the form. You need a pot to have the water. If the pot has to serve the purpose of containing water, the form must be there. Having the clay, it won't serve the purpose. You have a big ball of clay. Will it serve the purpose of being a container? No. A ball of clay. Without the ball of clay, the pot is impossible. Isn't it? But for the pot word to be there, there will be a form. The only thing of the function also is possible. The function of containing, the purpose of containing the water is power. Only the form is there. Isn't it? So the purpose is what possible only if there is a form. Isn't it? So the form is possible what now? The form itself can enjoy its existence under any form. Now don't go to the clay. Okay, come to the, don't stretch the examples. Okay, any form can enjoy its existence only if it is revealed by a word. No form can exist independent of the word. We say பொருள் என்று சொல் இல்லைன்னு சொல்லின்றி பொருள் இல்லை. Okay, we always think, oh, there can be சொல்லின்றி பொருள் இல்லை. Without a word, a form cannot exist independently. For the given form to which serving a given purpose, for it to enjoy its existence, no, it needs to be it what brings the form to light is the word. Word brings the form to light. That's why in Sanskritam the very word is called padam. Very beautiful meaning. Why padam is called padam? We have padaha is also called same root has come. Padaha means a foot. Padam means a word. Both have come from the same root pad. Pad means to reach. Using your padbhyam, using your two feet, you reach, go from one place to another place. But padam means what? A word by which a given form or the serving given purpose is arrived at. Padyate anena iti padam. That by which, through which, a given form serving a given purpose is arrived at. If I ask you, get me a cup of tea, get me water, cup, would you please give me that, pen, and show or say, ask something. Without a word, no form serving a given purpose, you know, can be arrived at. So word serves as a word also light. Word is called light. Why? Word reveals. Word brings a given form, serving a given purpose into light. Brings to light. Brings to your understanding, knowledge. Understand? Therefore, a given form, serving a given purpose, is dependent on its corresponding word for its existence. Understand? That's why Saraswati Mata. Knowledge means Saraswati for us. Why? Because word. Any word is Saraswati. Because what is word? Expression of the manifest knowledge, which brings all the forms with their purposes into knowledge, into light. Words bring the forms with their purposes and functions into light. Therefore, when you say word is as good as the cause, form is as good as the effect. No form exists independently outside of the word. If we say, that's why they're inseparable. Word and its meaning are inseparable. That's why we say Parvati, Parameshwara, when you say the word and its meaning are inseparable. Parvati and Parameshwara are inseparable like the word and its meaning. Parthi and Parameshwara are what? They are inseparable like word and its meaning. So also here, because word can, form can never be separated from its word. Can you separate? The chair, if you say, the word chair, the form chair cannot be separate from its word. How to see? It's a very subtle meaning. Word and its meaning. Meaning is what? Meaning is the form. The form, the purpose, the given purpose served by that form is the meaning of the word, which is inseparable from the word. Is it clear now? Why? Because there's no form which exists independently outside of the word. Therefore, we say what? Because words, why? Because words alone bring the corresponding forms with their purposes into light. Therefore, we can say words are as good as the cause, forms are as good as the effects. Therefore, words, just as the cause and the effect are inseparable, word and its meanings are also inseparable. Now we understood exactly what an object is. Now the question comes, okay, if the forms are the as good as the effects, words are as good as the cause, now we have to say form, cause is satyam, effect is mithya. Therefore, all the purposes, all the functions and the purposes they serve are all mithya, because forms themselves are mithya. Why? Forms are as good as the effects. Words are as good as the cause. As good as, very important, words are shabdaha karna sadrushaha and the karna arthaha karya sadrushaha padam padarthascha. Pada padarthayoho, padam and padartha, word and its meaning, okay, word and name and its, the form, word and its meaning, name and form are inseparable. Okay, therefore we say what now? The words are as good, the names are as good as the cause, effects, the forms are as good as the effects. Now we say the, all the forms and their purpose is are all mithya. Understand? The words are as good as satyam. Satyam is the standpoint of the forms. Now we ask the question, does the word have independent existence? Word doesn't, can the word exist by itself? By itself? Where is the word? All these words come out when there's a space, the words come out, we say. Isn't it? But really speaking, the word also doesn't have independent existence. For the word to emerge is an expression to indicate a given object which serves a given purpose. Isn't it? The word, first of all, is dependent on the organ of speech, has to be functional, or the word can come. Organ of speech has to function for the word to be expressed. But even if the organ of speech is okay, if there's no, Swamiji always say, only how much you have here, so much you see outside. How much you have here, so much you see outside. Which means even for the word to come out, there must be knowledge. So what is a word? A word is expression of the thought. Ennathin velippade sol. So what is the expression of thought? Already the chair thought must be there for the word thought to come to indicate the form chair, the meaning chair, which has a given purpose. So the chair thought, chair word, chair form, chair the purpose. Amazing, isn't it? There's no... So every object, what now? is associated corresponding thought, which is called vritti, antahkarana vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi. Yennam. So the thought must be there. So word is an expression of thought. And what is this thought? Varieties of thoughts we talk about. Now here we are talking about the emotions and talking about other thoughts here. Now we are talking about the thoughts which get expressed as words, indicating the corresponding forms serving a given corresponding functions and purposes. What are these? What are the thoughts? Every thought is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge manifests is thought. Tamil they say Eyundal Echi Petral Yennam Odinginal Parambur. Eyundal Yennam Odinginal Parambur. Yennam Gada Eyundal Yennamda. That which rises is thought, resolves is the truth. It's very subtle here. Very subtle. So knowledge manifests is a thought. Why? Because there cannot be something called thought by itself independently without the knowledge. When the thought rises, there is a manifestation of knowledge. The thought resolves, there is knowledge. I don't want to use the word unmanifested, okay? Thought rises, manifestation of knowledge. Thought resolves, knowledge. Thought rises, manifestation of knowledge. Thought resolves, knowledge. Knowledge as knowledge is inaccessible, non-recognizable. Knowledge manifest, the presence of thought is recognizable. The thought is means manifestation of knowledge is. Thought is means manifestation of knowledge is, or manifest knowledge is. There can be something called thought by itself without the knowledge. Thought is means manifestation of knowledge is. Thought is not also is what? Knowledge is. Thought is, knowledge is, manifest knowledge is. Thought is not, knowledge is. Wave is means what? Water is. Wave is not, water is. Wave is, water is. Wave is not, still water is. Similarly, the thought is, manifest knowledge is. Thought is not, knowledge is. But manifestation is not. Thought is, manifestation is. Thought is not, knowledge is. Manifestation is not. Is God clear? Therefore, what is this word? Word is nothing but expression of the manifestation of knowledge. Obtained with thought, we say. Therefore, what is now? Word is as good as the effect. Thought is as good as the cause. Now we can say, thought also, can thought exist independently? Without knowledge, thought will be non-existent. Without manifestation, thought will be non-existent. Isn't it? But manifestation not possible if there is no knowledge. So there must be knowledge. Only then there can be manifestation. In the presence of the light, you bring a colorful thing. The color shines because of the presence of the light. Is it? When the color shines, light also becomes what now? recognizable. Oh, that because of which color shines. You recognize the light in the presence of the color. Color comes, you light recognize the color. Color shines because of the presence of the light. You'll be darkness, you bring the color. Can you see? In darkness, color cannot even enjoy existence. For the color to be existent, to enjoy the status of being existent, color needs to shine, isn't it? The color to shine, thereby to enjoy the existence, there will be light. So light is, and the color comes, color shines, because the presence of the light. Just the presence of light is enough, color shines. When the color shines, light also becomes what? Recognizable. Why? You know, that in whose presence, because of whose presence the color shines, light becomes recognizable. Color goes, light is still there, but light is not recognizable. Understand? That recognizability is called what? Manifestation. Is it clear? So here in the same way, thought comes means what? A thought itself exists because of the knowledge, which is the truth. Therefore, what is that we say? Thought is because knowledge is. And knowledge is because knowledge is. Until then you will go. So everything becomes what? Relative. What's absolutely what is. So being alive to what is living. Being alive to what is called living. What is what? Jnanam. Knowledge. Understand now? Therefore we say, now what is that? You know? What is that which is there as the existence of the thought? Existence of thought is knowledge. Existence of word is knowledge. Existence of form is knowledge. Existence of function is also knowledge. Existence is sat. Is it clear? The existence and not, they're not two different things. Existence of any function, any action, any purpose is what? Knowledge. Knowledge alone is in the form of the purpose served by any form. Function, anything is involved in this. Knowledge alone is name of knowledge. Existence or the form. Where does the form exist? No form exists outside of knowledge. Where does the word exist? Not outside of knowledge. Where does the thought exist? Not outside of knowledge. Ultimately, thought, word, form, name. Okay, word, then word means name, form, function, or the purpose. These three constitute the universe. Form, name, and function constitute the universe. The different way of looking, understanding existence. Nothing exists outside of knowledge. Arive iruppu, iruppe arivu. Sat is chit, chit is sat. Actually, I need not talk about chit at all now, but I just want to explain to you before I go to the actual text, how the text has to be done. That's a different way of doing it. But I wanted to make it very clear. See, this is something you have to think repeatedly. For us, so real the universe is. வாட் இஸ் இஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் சங்கரா சேஸ் நாமரூப கர்மாத்மகம் ஜெகத் நாம ரூப கர்ம கான்ஷியஸ் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் ஃபார்ம் நேம் அண்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷன் therefore we say what now just as every wave is appearance of the water all the functions and forms and names are what only manifestations of knowledge everything is manifestation of knowledge because everything is knowledge jnanam brahma so there's no such thing called existence of the universe outside of knowledge where does the universe exist where is the existence of the universe existence of the universe is in the knowledge the existence of the universe is knowledge Therefore now, with this is jnanam, existence alone is jnanam is existence, knowledge is existence, means we have to existence alone is satyam. Thought is mithya, word is mithya, form is mithya, function is mithya, word meaning everything is mithya. So mithya means what? Mithya jagat doesn't exist outside of sat, the existence. So the whole jagat is existence brahma, satyam brahma, sat brahma. The mithya is satyam. Satyam is not mithya, isn't it? Even the whole jagat is what now? What jagat is? Brahman only. What is as only exists. Now you can understand what is there is only existence. Therefore, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Have you heard it now? There's a beautiful Tamil song. Illama endondri ingillai. I don't know whether you have heard it. Nandanar movie. Was there if you listen to Nandana part old very old Tamil song Ammalam Pathirpa so there this song comes very beautiful meaning illamai onring illai go and listen to the song today if possible I wanted to listen to that actually nice song there's no such thing called non-existence at all got the point now how can you say there's no such thing called non-existence at all what is there is only existence What is existence? Sat. What is Sat? Reality, Brahma. What is that? Got the point now? Existence and knowledge are not two different things. Therefore, knowledge alone is means what? Knowledge alone is existence. Existence alone is there in the form of every form is what? Existence. Existence, isn't it? Of the form, name and function. Form changes, name changes, the function collapses, goes, but the existence continues to be there. There's only existence. There is no such thing called non-existence. Got it? Inanna purinjukonu, very subtle thing. See, our understanding is different. Oh, is existence, is not existent. Anna maari illa. The presence and absence. Presence also is what? Presence enjoys existence. Absence enjoys existence. Existence of the presence, existence of the absence is. Presence and absence both are mithya. Existence is satyam. But non-existence is only illa. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. It is only existence. Why? Existence is only knowledge. There is only knowledge. Knowledge alone is existence of the universe. There is only existence. Very subtle. And now the question comes, what about the differences? Now you have to come to Vedas. We don't forget that the actual lesson is Veda, isn't it? I had to talk to you all these things to come. First, this must become very, very, very clear. There is no such a thing called existence other than knowledge. Okay? And knowledge is existence. Existence is knowledge. And existence is impelled by the what? No, Sanskrit word is Sat. Sat. The Sat. Satmav. Remove it, there is sakka, isn't it? Nothing is there. So here Sat is what? The existence. So this existence is Swagata, Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Bheda, Rahitam, Sat. Means this existence has Swagata, Bheda. What is existence? First of all, existence is one, indivisible, partless. Existence has no parts, no divisions, indivisible, one. So existence enjoyed by all the forms, names and functions is one and the same existence. Existence enjoyed by every form, every name, every function, every understand, is what? One. The world enjoys existence. All the forms, names and functions conscious of the world enjoy their existence. We never say existences. Or every form, no, it like say, no, every wave enjoys its existence. All the waves enjoy their existence. Where? So existence enjoyed by all the waves is water. Is it clear now? Therefore, the divisions are, the differences are only in the standpoint of nama, rupa, karma. Nama, rupa, form, name and function, standpoint of form, name and function, talk about the divisions. Nala mithya. The standpoint of existence, there is no Swagata Bheda, there is no Sajatiya Bheda, there is no Vijatiya Bheda. Therefore, what about the difference? If Nama Rupa Karma, the only the standpoint of form, name and function, there are differences, all these threefold differences, and they are all mithya. What about the differences then? How can difference be satyam? So difference satyam or mithya? Difference is not unreal because we are experiencing. That is why when you are hungry, if I eat, you have to go and eat, okay? Because difference is real. It's not unreal. If difference is unreal, you know, then I eat, you don't eat, okay? How many examples? I can never forget this. It's not unreal, but it's not absolutely real. It's all mithya. All these Vedas are all mithya. So satyam is what? That is free from these mithya differences. Is satyam. Now, one thing, there's no such thing called non-existence at all, is 100% clear. No doubt at all. No? Now, this sajatiya vijatiya swagata rahi bheda rahitam sad brahma is very clear. The difference is all mithya. Therefore, now what is Brahma? Ekam advayam, the advitiyam advaitam Brahma satyam. Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Veda, Yuktam, Jagat, Mithya. Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Veda, Sahitam, Jagat, Mithya. Suppose the doubt comes, no, everything is very clear, but very difficult for us to accept, you know, because people ask these questions. That the world doesn't exist. The world is, what is this universe? What is this universe? The universe is nothing but form, name and function put together. Nama Rupa Karmakyam Jagat. If we ask you what is ocean, what will you say? Ocean is nothing but a form, a name indicating a given form. Isn't it? That's not ocean. Why? Because you can't even include water there. And minus water, water is another word. Water is substance or substantive water. So you take the substance called water as substance, you know, then along with the water, substantive water also goes. When the water is a substantive, for which there is a corresponding substance. You take that water away, then what is ocean? Only a given word indicating a given form, which is a non-substantial. Is it clear? In the same way, now Sat Brahma, existence, Brahma is equal to existence. Okay, the Brahma when you say existence, take the existence away, the word existence, the meaning existence. Okay, you take it away. What about this jagat then? Form, name, and functions. Minus existence, the world is nothing but non-substantial. Form, name and function. Non-substantial means which will collapse, which will disappear. There cannot be minus water. How there cannot be something called ocean at all? So also without the substance called Brahma, without the substance, the existence of Brahma, the form, name and function, the universe will collapse. Is it clear? It's very important to know this. That is why in that beautiful word here, the irupe ulagaga vilangugirathu, means there is no illamai. Something very nice, very subtle, very, very subtle. I hope you really see this. This class, this is what is giving vision. Very class, you should be able to see this. Okay. Therefore, form, name and function, all the differences are only within the realm of Namarupa Karmakyam Jagat. The standpoint of Sat Brahma, these differences are all not there. Swagata Veda, Sajatiya Veda, Vijatiya Veda, where are the Vedas? Understand? Therefore, so Mithya is only a word used to mean what appears. The appearance is called mithya. What is it which appears as satyam? Therefore, jagat doesn't exist. And the question comes, okay, what is that sadvastu? What is that existence? What is that reality, Brahman, the existence, which alone is Brahman alone, what a name of everything? There is existence in what? Existence is, isn't it? There is existence of the form, name, and function called universe. There is existence of innumerable countless forms, names and functions which constitute the whole. There is existence of the whole. And what is that existence? What is it which alone in the of existence of everything. What is that? Which is in the form of the existence of everything. That's what we say, the pure knowledge, the consciousness, the awareness. That is why when everything, when the jagat is, knowledge is in the form of the existence of the universe. The existence with the nama rupa is what? The universe. Existence minus nama rupa is consciousness. Existence of ocean with the form and name. When a form and name ocean is not there, existence of ocean is what? Water. So existence of the universe, form and function universe. What is universe? Existence with form and name universe. Plus form and name is what? Existence with the form, name and function is equal to universe. Existence plus form, name and function is equal to universe. Existence minus form, name and function is what? Pure existence. Pure existence is what? Pure knowledge. So knowledge with form, name and function is what? Existence of the universe. Existence minus form, name and function universe is what? Existence minus universe is what? Pure knowledge. Sadeva asit. So there's only Brahma. So existence, universe is means universe enjoys existence, and existence enjoyed by universe is what? Brahma. Existence is in the form of the universe. Brahma is in the form of the universe. And what is the existence of the universe? Pure knowledge. That is why in sleep, in deep sleep state, no form, name and function. No sajatiya vijat, no bedas. Sajatiya beda, vijatiya beda, sogata beda, sahitam jagat is resolved. How many forms are there in sleep? How many names are there? How many functions? What is there in jagat, in sleep? Form, name and function. The universe, nama rupa karmatmakam jagat is minus. So what happened to existence? Existence is there or not? When the universe is, existence of the universe is. When the universe is not there, what will say? Existence is still. Without the form, name and function. And the pure existence without the universe, there is pure existence. In the waking, existence with the form, name and function is the universe. In sleep, existence minus form, name and function is not there as existence but as pure knowledge. Hope you got it. Something very important. Wake up, existence plus form, name and function is equal to universe. In sleep, existence minus form, name and function is equal to pure knowledge. I'll repeat again. When you wake up, existence plus form, name and function is equal to the universe. When you fall asleep, existence minus form, name and function, the universe, is equal to pure knowledge. here in this I is resolved, this is also resolved. There's neither I nor this. Therefore, there's no division. I is not there, this is not there. It's only Brahma. It's Satyam. Brahma Satyam. So, Sajatiya Vijatiya Swagata Bheda Rahitam Sad Brahma Ekam Advitiyam Advaitam Brahma Satyam. That much is the lesson. I need to therefore the 23rd verse Nama Rupa Udbhavasya Eva Srishtitvat Srishtitaha Pura Natayoho Udbhavaha. So before the creation, form, name, function I add. Okay, because Shankara Bhagavatpada likes the word Namarupa Karmatmakam Jagat, he always says, add it. Namarupa Udbhavasya Eva Srishtitvat. What is created is nothing but this, the unmanifest forms, names and functions being brought into manifestation is Srishtihi. So Pura Tayoho Udbhava Udbhavaha. Before they were not there. So Niramsham Sad Yatha Viyate. So Niramsham Sad Sat Brahma Yatha Viyate. Just as space is one indivisible, partless whole, the existence Brahman alone was there as pure existence. See, whenever I use the word pure existence, what does it mean? Does it mean there's an impure existence? When I say pure existence, I mean existence minus form, name and function, which is equal to universe. Existence minus universe is equal to existence minus form, name and function. So existence minus form, name and function is pure existence. And the pure existence is pure knowledge. You don't need to use the word even pure. Just you can say knowledge. Existence is knowledge. Existence with form, name and function is equal to universe. Existence minus form, name and function is knowledge. Therefore, what does it mean? Knowledge and existence are not two different things. So, Niramsham Sathu. Sathu Niramsham Yathaviyathu. Just as space is Niramsham, divisionless, indivisible, partless whole. Here also, Brahman is what? One indivisible, partless whole. That is made very clear. So, I won't stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.